very overwhelming at first, but it's wonderful.
Sarah Jenny is a third grade teacher at Kalihi Elementary. She's experienced with the State Foundation's Art Bento program.
They want to be the first in line. They want to
create. Are they always like that?
No. No, they're so used to things having to have a right answer. But art, just let it go. Be free with it. And a lot of our Pacific Islander children are wonderful artists, not only graphic art and all that, but with music, with dancing. A lot of them have those strengths, and we don't tap into them as much as I wish we could.
Are there any kind of art class normally?
No, we don't, unless whatever we teach, whatever teachers teach.
On this day at the Hawaii State Art Museum, Hi Sam, the children toured the galleries and are now gathered at long tables with colored pencils, oil pastels, and creamy white sheets of paper on the table before them.
You know, they're in charge of their own journey.
Artist Kuala Lin Young is leading the class today. She introduced the idea of art building blocks and geometric shapes in the kids' classroom at Kalihi Elementary. Today, they saw examples of art built on those basics in the Hi Sam galleries.
What they learn is how to read a visual work of art as if they were reading a text. Our vocabulary is the elements of art: point, line, shape, space, texture, form, value. This is really a first time of using the elements and the elements alone in an abstract way to create a picture.
Mm-hmm. The words she's using with the geometric and all, you know, of course, that's math. And it's neat for them to say, wow, math is also art. So that's going to be a conversation I'll take back to show them that it's all intertwining and locking together. So it's great, and it's hard to control because it's all sensory, every sense they have. They're just, wow. You don't want to hold them back. You want them to experience it all.
Look at the involvement.
I know.
It's a process. Yes. It's a process.
That picture was fun. Sorry, fun.
I like it when we were making art. I like it when we were looking at the pictures.
It was fun.
You would have drawn pictures, too.
I wanted to.
Yes.
And Hawaii is so advanced in thinking about creating a budget for the arts.
Eva Washburn-Rapolo is a new member of the State Foundation on Culture and Arts Commission.
We're here to protect it because, I mean, look at those kids. They don't even want to leave. More and more, you find a lot of studies saying managers are looking for creative thinkers.
Leah Singh, education director at the Hawaii Arts Alliance, says Art Bento is just one attempt at nurturing creativity and innovation.
And it's only a drop in the big ocean, which is really sad because it obviously makes a difference. Kids are so engaged and they're excited, and they're excited about learning because they are learning.
This school year, Art Bento served nearly 2,500 elementary school children. That's a little over 1% of Hawaii's public school students. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.